Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Abraham Golda, and here Maseches Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel, the second parak Hashoichin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish taught that once the kana is severed through shechita, the lung is kamanda manchem bidikua. It's like it was removed and placed in a basket. Rav Acher ben Yaakov derives from this ruling that mezamenin Yisrael abnei ma'ayim. We may invite Yisrael to partake of the animal's internal organs, the ein mezamenin ovdei kochavim abnei ma'ayim, but we may not invite idolaters to partake of its internal organs. Regarding Yisrael, who requires shechita, kevin dika shechita ma'al yasa ishtrihu. Once there is a proper shechita, the bnei ma'ayim are permitted in consumption, although they're considered removed from the animal before it fully dies. Once shechita occurs, it's permitted to a Yisrael. However, regarding idolaters for whom nechira, stabbing, is sufficient, ubamisa tol yomilsa, and the matter of consumption depends on the animal's actual death, the organs which are considered removed through the siman mishchita are forbidden as aver minachai. But Papa wanted to object, mi'ika midi de Yisrael shari, over kochavim aser, is there anything which is permitted to a Yisrael and forbidden to an idolater? Still, he accepted Rav Acher bar Yaakov's rationale. However, a braisa permits such meat even to idolaters, disagreeing with Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Point number two, the next mission states that if one shechted an animal and no blood came out, they're kosher and may be eaten with yadayim mesovos, unclean, meaning tummy hands, because the meat is not yet susceptible to tumah since it wasn't made wet with blood. The Gemara infers that if blood had come out, it would be forbidden to eat the meat with tummy hands, and objects that hands are only shnios of tumah, and a sheni does not create a shlishi regarding chulin. Rabbi Bar Avuha answers that our mission is discussing chulin purchased with Maaser Sheni money, whose status tanaim debate in the Mishnah. Kol haTohum bias mayim medivrei sofrim, anything which requires tevila by rabbinical law, which is a sheni or tumah, Rabbi Meir permits them in chulin and even Maaser, meaning to be touched by this tumah and eaten afterwards. The Chamin prohibit Maaser, apparently holding that sheni can be matami Maaser. However, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi argues that they agree a sheni is permitted to touch Maaser and is only prohibited from eating Maaser. Therefore, our Mishnah, which implies a sheni would be matame food, requires another explanation. And point number three, Rapapa explains that our Mishnah is discussing yadayim tchilos, hands that are rishon l'tuma, which can be matame chulin, following Rabbi Shimon Elazar's opinion that hands can obtain such a level of tuma. The Gemara demonstrates the possibility of hands becoming a rishon while the body remains tahor. A Mishnah states, Chichnis yado lebeis manuga. If one places hands into a house afflicted with tzaras, Rabbi Kiva says, yadav tchilos, his hands are a rishon l'tuma, and the Chamu say, they're only shnios. The Gemara explains that all Tanaim agree that biba mixes lo shma bia, a partial entry is not considered entry, so his body does not become fully tameh by putting his hands in. They disagree about gzera yadav atugufo, the decree imposed on his hands because of a concern of his entire body entering. Rabbi Kiva holds yadav kagufo shavin rabban. The rabbis made his hands as tameh as his body, which enters a base of menuga, meaning a rishon l'tuma. The Chamim hold they made his hands like the standard tuma imposed on hands, meaning a sheni. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish taught that once the kana is severed through shechita, the lung is kamanda manchem bidikua. It's like it was removed and placed in a basket. Rav Acher ben Yaakov derives from this ruling that mezamenin Yisrael abnei ma'ayim. We may invite Yisrael to partake of the animal's internal organs, the ein mezamenin ovdei kochavim abnei ma'ayim, but we may not invite idolaters to partake of its internal organs. Regarding Yisrael, who requires shechita, kevin dika shechita ma'al yasa ishtrihu. Once there is a proper shechita, the bnei ma'ayim are permitted in consumption, although they're considered removed from the animal before it fully dies. Once shechita occurs, it's permitted to a Yisrael. However, regarding idolaters for whom nechira, stabbing, is sufficient, ubamisa tol yomilsa, and the matter of consumption depends on the animal's actual death, the organs which are considered removed through the siman mishchita are forbidden as aver minachai. But Papa wanted to object, mi'ika midi de Yisrael shari, over kochavim aser, is there anything which is permitted to a Yisrael and forbidden to an idolater? Still, he accepted Rav Acher bar Yaakov's rationale. However, a braisa permits such meat even to idolaters, disagreeing with Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Point number two, the next mission states that if one shechted an animal and no blood came out, they're kosher and may be eaten with yadayim mesovos, unclean, meaning tummy hands, because the meat is not yet susceptible to tumah since it wasn't made wet with blood. The Gemara infers that if blood had come out, it would be forbidden to eat the meat with tummy hands, and objects that hands are only shnios of tumah, and a sheni does not create a shlishi regarding chulin. Rabbi Bar Avuah answers that our Mishnah is discussing chulin purchased with Maaser Sheni money, whose status Tanaim debate in the Mishnah. Kol Atom Bias Mayim Medivrei Sofrim, anything which requires tevila by rabbinical law, which is a Sheni Utuma, Rabbi Meir permits them in chulin and even Maaser, meaning to be touched by this Tuma and eaten afterwards. The Chamin prohibit Maaser, apparently holding that Sheni can be Matami Maaser. However, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi argues that they agree a Sheni is permitted to touch Maaser and is only prohibited from eating Maaser. Therefore, our Mishnah, which implies a Sheni would be Matame food, requires another explanation. And point number three, Rapapa explains that our Mishnah is discussing Yadayim Tchilos, hands that are Rishonal Tumah, which can be Matame Chulin, following Rabbi Shimon Elazar's opinion that hands can obtain such a level of Tumah. The Gemara demonstrates the possibility of hands becoming a Rishon while the body remains Tahor. Our Mishnah states, Chichnis Yadu Lebeis HaManuga, if one places hands into a house afflicted with Tzaraas, Rabbi Kiva says, Yadav Tchilos, his hands are a Rishonal Tumah, and the Chamu say, they're only Shnios. The Gemara explains that all Tanaim agree that Biba Mixes Loshma Bia, a partial entry is not considered entry, so his body does not become fully Tameh by putting his hands in. They disagree about Gzera Yadav Atukufo, the decree imposed on his hands because of a concern of his entire body entering. Rabbi Kiva holds Yadav Kagufo Shavin Rabban, the rabbis made his hands as Tameh as his body, which enters a base of Menuga, meaning a Rishon Hatumah. The Chamim hold they made his hands like the standard Tumah imposed on hands, meaning a Sheni. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Gimel. Our standard Siman is a peg-leg pirate. A peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of his shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money. While the katib on the lower deck stuck his hands into the base of Manuga, making them a tchila for Tuma. Once again, slow motion. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate, that must be Siman Daf. Lamed Gimel. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether Ovdei Kochavim can eat the b'nei ma'ayim, the internal organs, from a shechted animal. So the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether someone who requires tevila mid the Rabban, whether he can eat or touch Maaser Sheni. So the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, while the captive on the lower deck stuck his hands into the base of Manuga, making them a tchila for Tuma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether hands which enter the base of Manuga become Tame as a Rishon or a Sheni. The Gemara explains that all Tanaim agreeing that Bia b'mixas loshma Bia, partial entry, is not considered entry, so his body does not become fully Tame by putting his hands in. They disagree about Gezera Yadav Atugufo, the decree imposed on his hands because of a concern of his entire body entering. Rabbi Kiva holds Yadav Kagufo Shavin Rabban, the rabbis made his hands as Tame as his body, which enters the base of Manuga, meaning a Rishon LaTumah. The Chamim hold they made his hands like the standard Tumah imposed on hands, meaning a Sheni. So once again, the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, while the captive on the lower deck stuck his hands into the base of Manuga, making them a tchila for Tuma. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Chav Tes. So the Siman Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. When some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot. Cot? That must be more on Daf Chav Tes. When some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them it's enough to shecht Robeth Simanim, even by Kachim, where the dumb needs to be extracted, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph stated twice that shechting most of one simon of a bird or most of two simanim in an animal is a valid shechita. Rav Hoshaya explains that one clause refers to animals which are chulin and the other refers to kachim. Both are necessary, for had the Mishnah only taught the laws of chulin, one might think that most of a simon only suffices for chulin because he has no need for the animal's blood. But regarding kachim, the adam utzarech, where he needs the blood for his rika on the mizbeach, perhaps shechting most of the simon is insufficient. So when some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them it's enough to shecht rova the simanim even by kodshim, where the dam needs to be extracted, and even though they shecht it one siman outside, they're not chai for shechute chutz, because ein lo shechita ela basov, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted Levi the Elder saying, ein lo shechita ela basov, shechita is only considered shechita at the end of the procedure. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeshna lo shechita metchilo atzov, shechita is considered shechita from beginning to end. So when some Kohanim came to the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them that's enough to shecht rova the simanim, even by kachim or the dam, needs to be extracted, and even though they shecht it one siman outside, they're not chai for shechita chutz, because ein lo shechita elo basov, was relieved to hear that the paraduma was disqualified during shechita and not zrika, so the Kohen who touched his carbon didn't make it tame, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which people involved in a disqualified paraduma become tame. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The fun Shechita Rebbe. Rebbe? That must be more on Daf Lamed. Melamed. The fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforas, a wide open exposed Shechita, which reminds us, Rav says that if one shechs a siman in two or three places, the Shechita is valid. However, when Rav Yehuda related this ruling to Shmuel, he said, Be'in Shechita Meforas Veleka, we require a wide open exposed Shechita, and there's not in this case. Although one cut severed most of the siman, the other cuts prevent this valid one from fully opening. Rabbi Shimon Lakish brought a source that Shechita must be Meforas. Chetz shachut ushonam mirma diber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow, it speaks deceit. An arrow cuts in only one place, which opens wide. So, the fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforas, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, which reminds us, Rav said, Hechlit esosakin ben simon lo simon psako. If one borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe, and cut the inner siman, and then remove the knife and cut the outer siman from the outside, the shechita is invalid. Although Mishnah teaches that a chalada invalidates shechita, one might have thought this is only where he shechs the siman outwards from the burled position, but not where he shechs inwards, which is the normal direction of shechita. Rav therefore teaches that this is also invalid since the knife was burrowed. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav also said that if you burrow the knife tachas or under the skin and shecht the siman normally, meaning inwards, it is likewise invalid. So the fun Shechita Rebbe had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforas, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, gave the best Drasa award to the Talmud who severed the head in one upward pressing stroke, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hetiz es harosh bebas hachas. If one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the Shechita is possible. This is the psul of Drasa, pressing. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge and his wife, judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nafla Sakim Shachata, if a knife fell and shechted an animal, although it shechted it properly, it's possible, as the Pasuk says, V'zavachta V'achalta, and you shall slaughter and you shall eat, implying, Masha Tozoveach Ata Ochel, that which you slaughter with your own force, you may eat, but not from Shechita, which happened on its own. The Gemara infers, but if he threw down the knife and ejected, it would be valid, even though he didn't intend that the knife should cut at all. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on, which made her tower for a chulin, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss Nida Shinansa Batavla, a Nida who accidentally immersed herself. Rav says to Hora Lavesa, she is tower for her house, meaning she's permitted to her husband, Basura Lechoba Trum, but she's still prohibited from eating Truma since the tefillah was without intent. Yochanan says she's not even permitted to her husband with such a tefillah. Rav explained why Rav ruled leniently regarding the husband because her husband is chulin, he's non-sacred, and tefillah for chulin does not require intent. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on that made her tower for chulin. Unlike if she would have been pushed in, she would have been tower even for Truma, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders about the case of the Nida, Shenensa Vatavla, who accidentally immersed herself. If her friends forcibly immersed her, the kavanah of her friends to immerse her is a perfect intent, and all would agree such a tefillah would permit her to her husband, and would even permit her to eat Truma. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the Shechita lab Rab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Shechita Lab who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives, which reminds us, the next mission discusses the Shechita disqualification of Shehiyah of pausing. It gives several examples of why one paused during Shechita. For example, one dropped the knife after beginning the Shechita and picked it up and states, Im Shaha Kadei Shechita, if he paused for enough time for Shechita, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon defines the pause as the time needed for bikur, for checking, defined as a taba chacham, examining a knife. Rab defines enough time for shechita as kadei shechitas behema acheres, enough time for shechting another animal from the beginning. So the scientists in the Shechita lab, who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives to see whether many tiny pauses that added up to a full shear would puzzle the Shechita, which reminds us, Rav Ash, Shehiyos, Mao Shehiyos, Starfu, do numerous brief pauses combine to the full measure of pausing to disqualify Shechita? The question is left unresolved. So the scientists in the Shechita lab, who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives to see whether many tiny pauses that added up to a full shear would puzzle the Shechita, kept the lung sitting in the wire basket beside them as a reminder that once the cut is severed, the lung is already considered detached, and any later hole cannot make the animal a trefa. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish said that if one shechted the kana, the trachea, of akakach nikba hareya, and afterward the lung was punctured before he shechted the veshet, the Shechita is valid. The Gemara explained, the lung is like it was removed from the animal and placed in a basket. Once the trachea was severed, the lung is considered detached, and a subsequent defect cannot render the animal a trefa. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn the lung is like it's in a basket after the kun is shechted regarding trefas? That's on daf Lama Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss whether Ovdei Kochavim can eat b'nei ma'ayim, the internal organs, from a shechted animal? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one dropped a knife and it properly shechted an animal? That's on daf Lama Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you know if one did a chalata takas or under the skin, the shechita is invalid? That's on daf Lama. Good. Number 5. Which daf do Marok as if Yeshna Loshchita Metchila Va'ad Sof? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss whether Shechita Za'ov is Mina Torah or not? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you know that Shechita means cutting from an animal's throat is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai? That's on daf Chavzayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss whether someone who requires tefillah midrabban can eat or touch Maaser Sheni? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss whether the one simon requirement of birds can be either simon or specifically must be the veshet? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that if Anita was forcibly immersed by her friends, she's permitted to eat even truma? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.